I've got six people here with me, some children as well as their parents, actually seven people all together. We're going to talk about a campaign called Fund My Future, the Fund of My Future campaign. Everybody here is associated with Propel Schools, but this is a campaign that goes beyond Propel. So even if you are not part of Propel Schools, you can learn more about how all of this works. And we're going to first introduce you to the person who's coordinating it for Propel, whose name is Tony Coronialdi. And Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And tell me a bit about how Fund My Future works, why it's important, and we'll get a chance to meet some of the kids in a moment and talk about what they think their future may be.
Great. Okay, so Fund My Future is a children's savings program, and we encourage and motivate families to save for their child's future. By enrolling in the program, a family will receive a monthly raffle ticket that will provide them an opportunity to be entered in the monthly raffle. And the way that they can win is by making a deposit into their child's account of at least $1. And the amount that they can win, we have $1,000 up for grabs every month. And we also have $50 up for grabs to 30 people every month.
What a great idea. So instead of buying a lottery ticket, which these days, I guess you can still probably buy them for a dollar, but a lot of them are more expensive. Instead of buying a lottery ticket, you make a deposit into something far more meaningful that's going to pay off in the future into an account. And you probably have a better chance of winning than you would in the lottery, since you give away $2,500 every single month.
Every single month, that's what we have up for grabs, is $2,500. And we have some of our winners here today, and they can talk to you about what they've won.
I think we better talk to some kids. Hey, Sean, do you want to be first since you're right here? Sean? I'm over here, Sean. Come a little bit closer. And how old are you?
Six.
And would you like to say, who is here with you? Who brought you here today?
My mom.
And Sean, what grade are you in?
First.
And what school do you go to?
Propel North Side.
Right here on the north side. You're not far from us at all. Have you gone to the Children's Museum before?
Yes.
I'm glad. What do you like to do when you're here? Is there a favorite part?
Climbing that ant house.
Say that again?
Climbing that ant house.
Oh, yes. It does look like an ant farm, that climber when you come in. So, Sean, have you thought at all about what you would like to do after you graduate from high school, what you'd like to be when you get older? Would you like to go to college? Would you like to, what would you like to do? What do you want to be when you get older? If you don't know, that's okay.
Don't know.
I might not have known either when I was six. Hey, Brianna. Brianna, how are you?
Four.
You're 4 years old. Can you spell Brianna? How do you spell it?
B-R-I-R-I.
B-R-I.
A.
A. And then?
I.
Yes. And where do you go to school?
Mababa.
You tell me again?
Mababa.
Peabody.
Peabody. What's very nice to meet you. And we'll meet your parents in a moment. So, Brianna, do you know what you'd like to be when you grow up?
Yes.
What would you like to be?
I like mom grow up, but I like grow up too.
You want to be a mommy, or you want to be like your mommy?
I want to be the mommy.
I see. Well, that's a good thing to be. You must love your mother a lot if you want to be a mommy, too. Do you?
Yeah.
I thought so. Now, we also have with us the oldest of all of our kids here today, who probably, I would imagine, is thinking a little bit about his career. This is LaRon. LaRon, how are you this morning?
Good.
Thank you for being with us. Where do you go to school?
Max.
Excellent. You know that I'm very involved with Manchester Academic Charter School, the Mustangs. And what would you like to be when you get older?
Play baseball.
A professional baseball player? Do you play now?
Yeah.
What position do you play?
I play second and pitcher.
And do you, which do you prefer of those two?
Second.
And if you had your choice of hitting or fielding, do you like to do one over the other?
No, I like both.
Well, that's excellent. If you're not a baseball player, or after your baseball career was over, what would you want to do as a second choice?
Be a manager.
Excellent, like a team manager. Great. Now, Tony, tell me a little bit again. This program, the Fund My Future program, whose idea was this? This is a great idea, and can anybody get involved?
Okay, so Fund My Future started at Propel Schools back in 2013, and when it started at Propel Schools, it was so successful that we've expanded in 2017, and now we are a countywide program. And through that countywide program, what we're doing is we've partnered with several organizations within the communities, including Manchester Academic Charter School. We also are partners with the East Hills Community Activity Center, and this is, you know, this is where some of our families are.
That's
from.
That's why we have a Peabody student, a Max student,
yes,
and a Propel student,
yes,
which
yes,
is terrific.
Yes, so you have a combination of, correct, you have Propel participant and two of our community participants as well. And it started at Propel Schools, and it was so amazing that now we are offering this opportunity to everyone in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County. We just want to make sure that our goal is to make Pittsburgh, we made up a new word, it's called Savingist.
Savingist, the savingist
city.
Community.
We want Pittsburgh to be the savingist city, community, and with America Saves Week coming up beginning Monday, August 25th, we are promoting the Our America Saves social media campaign, where we are encouraging everyone to make a deposit into their child's account next week of at least $1.
Now, if you're just joining us, you open an account and in the name of your child, you deposit at least $1 and a dollar per week, right? So it's not that big a commitment to make.
Well, actually, you can make a $1 deposit a month.
Just $1 a month.
$1 is all it takes, and you can actually win $1,000. You'll have a chance to win $1,000 or $50. But the most important thing is that you would have started the habit of savings. We're looking more so at the habit of building that habit of saving as opposed to the amount that is being saved. Because the habit is something that you can take with you for the rest of your life.
Let me ask, LaRon, have you been participating in the program? Are you working with your family to put money in an account?
Yeah.
And do you know how much is in there? Are you keeping track of it?
Like $20.
That's excellent. That's excellent. Now, your mom, she can add something here. LaRon's mom is here, and it's Kimberly. Is that right? You're
yes.
Up to 20. Were you surprised that LaRon knew the exact amount?
Well, actually, we do about $20 per pay in LaRon's account.
That's fantastic. And then have you won anything yet?
Yes, we did. We were one of the $50 raffle winners.
Wow. So, again, instead of buying a lottery ticket, which This is even more special. You can win more money, and if you choose, you can put that money right into the account. I'm guessing that might have been what you did or part of it.
Yes.
Fantastic. What do you like about this program?
I just like the whole idea of saving for my child's future. It's very important that once he graduates from college that there is money available to put towards those hidden fees that maybe grants and scholarships won't cover.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Or to buy extra catcher's mitts or pitcher's mitts or
yes,
whatever
or
it is.
Or to help with his baseball
with the
career.
Baseball career. Fantastic. let me turn to Brianna's mom and Brianna again and ask the two of you. It's Takara, I believe.
Takara.
Tell me, you can go ahead and lift that microphone up a little bit. Chad will give you a hand.
Okay, thank you.
There we go. We'll get that at a better height for you than Brianna. Have you been participating in the program, and how has it gone for you?
Yes, it has been going very well. I enjoy the program. We actually walked down to the Hill District Federal Credit Union away from my house, downhill from my house, and like she's excited to even deposit like $1 to $5.
Brianna made the deposit all by herself.
Well, I was standing behind her, but yeah, she loves to go down there and deposit money into her account, so I like the idea of the for my future
program. That's great. When I was a little boy, I had an account that I put money into, and I really liked being able to do that. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a very, very adult-like piggy bank that you can put money into. Tony, it looks like you were trying to add something to the conversation. Did you have something you wanted to mention?
Well, I just wanted to mention that the one key thing with Fund My Future is that it builds hope. Hope mm-hmm. is something that it builds for a child's future, for the child, not only the child, though, it also builds it for the parent. And the other thing is, it's like that one good thing that you want to do, but you never like really have time to do it, but it is a priority. But then with life being so busy, you kind of don't make it a priority. So here, Fund My Future comes along and we make it available and we make that opportunity as easy as possible. I'm available for parents if they need someone to meet them at the bank, just to lessen the fears of opening up an account. It's just kind of like that glimmer of hope that just shows up when you least expect it.
Yeah, I love the idea. That's Tony Coronialdi from Propel Schools, who is coordinating this program. You don't have to be part of Propel,
though,
to take part in it. Anybody in Allegheny County here in Pennsylvania can take part. And who knows, maybe there are some programs in your county if you are not from here. It does give you hope. It also helps you plan.
Yes.
It helps you see that small actions mm-hmm. Eventually grow and grow and grow until you get something bigger. Let me turn over to Sean's mom, Siobhan, who's here, and we'll bring that up for you. Have you been involved in the program? Have you won at all yet?
We did. We won. We won big, actually. We were grand prize winners.
Wow.
A couple of months back. So we won $1,250.
Wow.
excuse me. We had $500 given to us just, you know, to kind of do what we wanted to do with it. And I believe it was, $750 was sent to a college account for Sean. So he's in first grade and already has money in a college savings account.
Sean, look at you.
Yeah.
You already have money.
Yeah. He's so thrilled, right? Also,
Sean's mesmerized by all the bright lights in the studio.
Also, along with that grand prize win, we also got an additional $1,000 to contribute to any nonprofit organization. And I chose Propel Northside because he's there most of the time.
It's a good
mainly
choice.
The after school program. He's a part of the after school program. It's really good. You know, they take the kids on field trips, things like that. So we contributed there. He's actually awaiting a field trip right now with his own money, essentially.
What a great
in front of my future.
What a great program. Where does this prize money come from?
Well, we get the prize monies from foundations. So we get prize money from foundations. Excuse me. And we are basically funded through the different foundations. If you look on our website, you'll see the list of all the foundations that funds this awesome, amazing program. Awesome.
Let me turn to Brianna and Brianna's mom. Did you also, were you also a winner?
Yeah, actually was. It was the one that was for the monthly $50.
Fantastic. Brianna, every time you talk, Brianna wants the microphone, don't you, yes. Brianna?
She said yes. She wants to be like mom.
You want to be like mom. So I think there's really good odds. You know, the odds of winning the lottery, you might win another ticket or you might win, you know, $5 or something. You're not going to hit the big... As hopeful a person as I am, and I'm full of hope, it's kind of unlikely that you're going to be a $1 million winner. But here, you can actually have a good... We have three people right here, each of whom have won significant money to put into a college account. Mm-hmm. It's just great. We just have another minute or two. How can people learn more? How can they support the program, get involved?
Well, what we'd like for people to do, especially now during our campaign that we're running for America Saves Week, we'd love for you to like us on Facebook. Like us on Facebook at Fund My Future. Fund My Future PGH. Please like us on Facebook. And then the other thing that we'd love for you to do is to enroll in our program by visiting our website at fundmyfuturepgh.org. Enrollment is super easy. It takes less than 2 minutes to enroll, and there's absolutely no money necessary to enroll in the program. And lastly, if you ever have any questions or if you get stuck doing anything, please give us a call at 412-440-UWIN. That's 412-440-8946.
And it's open to kids in grades K through 12, I would imagine.
Yes. Well, no. Well, since we've expanded, we are now open to children age 0 to 18. So if your child is in preschool.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That is how we got lovely Brianna with us.
That's
because
right.
She is a preschooler. So we are available to children in preschool or children who are just entering the world.
Brianna, you don't look a day over two. I'm sorry. I made Brianna a little bit older than she is. And I'm going to turn back to Tony real quick and just thank you for being here with us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
And could you please give the Facebook address for the social media campaign again?
Oh, sure. Our Facebook address is Fund My Future PGH. That's Fund My Future PGH. That's where you'll find us on Facebook.
Thanks so much.